So how does it feel to see it a little couple hours removed from last night?
Oh, you know, it's still kind of surreal to me that kind of happened, but you know, just watching the game on film, I'm very grateful, especially for my teammates. They did a great job of executing the play also.
And the block by Teddy, too, that you got to see, huh?
Yeah, Teddy did give me a nice block on the reverse.
What did you see in the replay when you actually got a chance to watch it as a fan?
You know, that offensive line did a great job of getting out, and Kyle Rudolph and Greg Jennings did a great job of getting out and making some nice blocks to free me.
Where does that rank in terms of just your all-time best plays here in the NFL?
Oh, that's number one, no doubt.
Can you talk about the success you guys have on reverses and rounds?
You know, we have a couple guys that can do it. We don't have to run it with one guy. Like, you know, we have me and Cordell Patterson. We're both two reverse screen guys. So, you know, as long as you can mix it up and give it a new look every time.
Maybe getting a little lost in your speed yesterday. The deep balls are really working too, connecting to you, connected to Charles Johnson. Can you talk about how that has really been clicking between the wide receivers and Teddy?
We've really been working on it in practice, working on throwing the deep ball in practice, because early in the season we have missed a couple plays and left a couple plays on the field due to, you know, not being able to complete the deep ball. So we've worked on it in practice, and I think it's definitely showing in the game.
What kind of transpired after the game? I know you had a touch of the flu or just over excitement because you were doing post, and you said, my body's telling me I have to go.
A little bit of excitement, never really catching my breath after the run, you know, celebrating with teammates and everything. So, you know, I bet it had a lot to do with excitement. Like I said, I can rank that as one of my best plays of my life.
And the body said, time to hurl?
Yeah, definitely. Get this out of you.
How about your phone? Family, friends? It must have been blowing up last night.
It was blowing up last night. A lot of people, you know, a lot of my supporters definitely sent me a text message and let me know that they were proud of me. And, you know, that, you know, they weren't really surprised that I'd done that, but, you know, good job of, you know, doing it.
And you got the game ball too, didn't you?
I did, yes, ma'am.
Where'd you put it?
You know, it's laying on my counter right now. I kind of held it all last night. You know, I kind of cuddled it and caressed it.
You sleep with it?
I didn't take it that far, but I spent most of my night with it.
Nice. You got a divisional game on Sunday. How important is to get a divisional win here this season?
Well, you know, it's very important to get this divisional win. Not only that, but a win on the road. So divisional win on the road is definitely big for us this week. And I think we definitely have what it takes.
Well, you guys know you have to win out. So knowing that you're not mathematically eliminated, and I know that people might say it's a shred of hope. Well, how do you guys view that here in the locker room?
I mean, my rookie year, I think we had to win, what, 4 out of 6 or something, like maybe 4 out of 4 to make it to the wild card game. And we definitely done that. And I feel like, you know, with this team here, we can, I mean, the sky's the limit for us. We didn't start off as hot as we needed to, but we're definitely picking up more here at the end.
And what does it say about your coach that, you know, you guys were riding high after that, but he was also not happy with a lot of the sloppiness, and he kind of let you guys know that too?
Well, it just shows you what type of coach he is, and he's not going to be happy with mediocre play, and definitely when he knows that we can be better and play better as a team, and we definitely understand that, and we know that we have to be better.
What kind of message does that set? Although you won the game, it seems like that he finds something else that you guys need to work on.
No, it's all about doing things right, and, you know, he wants the best for us, and he wants us to do things right. So until we get where we need to be as far as, I guess, fundamentals, I guess I can say he's going to stay on us.
What's it say about the improvement of the passing game to have 2 receivers go for over 100 yards?
You know, I definitely think that's big. Not that we've struggled, but we definitely could pick up in that area from earlier in the season. So it's definitely a big deal. Not to mention we also had, you know, Greg Jennings had another 50 yards himself. So, you know, I feel like we had a really good day throwing the ball.